Why do people from all continents around the world send patriotic messages to a 30-something artist living in Greenfield, Iowa? He sometimes wonders the same thing. Yet it is his mural that has honored veterans and proclaimed America's patriotic message. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. Here's the latest from my friends at 31.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31. What is 31? Well, from totes to thermals, backpacks to organizational items, we are making life easier. You may have seen some of our unique items showing up at work, school, the pool, or on the road. Maybe you've wondered how you can get one of those trendy items or even become a 31 consultant. Just go to my31bag.com. That's my, the number 31, bag.com. My31bag.com. This month's special, when you spend just $31, you'll get one of five items for just $5. Plus, you can personalize your items for just $5. Maybe you need to get the kids a backpack for school or a gift for someone's wedding. Now you can personalize it for just $5. Need a fundraiser for your school or community group? Do what so many groups are doing and use 31. Make the most of summer, whether at home, work, or play. Whether you're on the farm, in the city, or somewhere in between, go to my31bag.com.
Near Menlo, Iowa, there's a 90-ton boulder, 12 feet tall, that stands next to the highway, marking the entrance to a quarry. Bubba Sorensen says it was the target of perpetual graffiti.
I thought that would be an awesome billboard to just put my message on for a while. And what happened was the veterans, they liked the first year rock that I did, which was the flag raising at Iwo Jima, and said, "Thank you, veterans, for our freedom." They liked it so much they asked, "Hey, are you going to do it again next year?" And I was like, "Well, you know, I never really thought about that."
He was just 19 when he painted the first patriotic mural back in 1999.
I just allow the month of May. I don't know. That's just kind of how it always was. Just limit it to a month because it's out of pocket, out of my own pocket, and nobody pays me to do it. I just have always done it.
Locals knew of the rock and enjoyed the annual murals. But a chance picture made this a much bigger endeavor than he imagined.
A lady took a picture of her kids in front of the rock, and she put together like this little forward that she forwarded to her family and friends, I guess. Well, that just somehow went viral, and that email still goes around today, and people still think that it looks just like that, and that I'm still 19. Apparently, I don't age.
Now the rock seems to be known around the world.
I've gotten handwritten letters from China and Sweden, Australia. People write me from Canada all the time. So it's fascinated me that it has a worldwide reach since it's patriotic American art.
It's simply called the Freedom Rock, a canvas seen and treasured by more than Americans. Traveling the countryside in Greenfield, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.